Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Major piece of legislation passed the Senate. It's on the way to pass the House, and Joe Biden will sign it. Quite frankly, this has, in my view, made it much more likely that the Democrats are going to do much better in the midterms than people thought, and that Joe Biden is looking especially strong for re-election in 2024. So what's the legislation? You know that Joe had already gotten past hard infrastructure. Remember the hard infrastructure? That was the one that was going to repair roads, airports, water systems, that kind of thing. And it passed. It passed with 17 Republican votes, 67 votes passing it. That was terrific. And then he passed gun legislation after Uvalde. In my view, it didn't go anywhere near far enough, but it gave a few things. It let people investigate more thoroughly people under 21 who were buying guns, and there were some other reforms as well, and some money put to stopping this kind of violence. It was something. But now they passed what we had been calling soft infrastructure, which has now been renamed the Inflation Reduction Act. And, you know, a lot of these bills, and this happens with the Democratic and the Republican side, they get these Orwellian names. I mean, you know, that sometimes they're exactly the opposite of what you really think they are. That's not the case here. This will certainly reduce the budget deficit. It's unlikely to reduce inflation immediately, but it certainly helps by reducing the deficit. And here's what it does. It's the soft infrastructure with some stuff carved out. It's intended, and it will raise something like $739 billion in revenue, tax revenue, not with necessarily new taxes on the average person. And in fact, not with any new taxes on anybody. But back in 2006, George W. Bush and the Republican Party got together and they said, how can we make sure that higher income people don't necessarily have to pay taxes the way they currently do? And you know what they did? They started to defund the IRS. They defunded the IRS, and they had so few auditors, forensic accountants, forensic lawyers, and accounting type lawyers, that most people didn't get audited anymore. But when people talk about recovering fraud and waste, I always yawn, or I used to yawn. I go, okay, fraud and waste. There is a lot of fraud and waste, and it's precisely because the Republican Party defunded the IRS. Biden is now funding the IRS, hiring several hundred new forensic accountants and lawyers, and paying them much higher wages than before. Paying them wages similar to the wages that the vice president gets, which is something under $200,000 a year. And you may say, that's a lot of money. Yes, it is a lot of money. Try going to a lawyer's office sometime, a real expert in accounting, real expert in law and tax law, see what you pay. It's really quite a bargain. The estimates are that over 10 years, this will raise something like $1 trillion. This will go massively towards reducing the deficit. It's very, very good. The other thing it's going to do, it's going to extend health care coverage for millions of people, poor people that are about to expire. It's also going to let us negotiate with big pharmaceutical companies because of bulk purchases. Think about this. There's no insurance company, no employer that buys more medications than Medicare. Or Medicare and Medicaid combined, right? I mean, you know, think about it. How many people in the country are that way? Because the Republicans passed a law, it says that up till now, we can't ask for a bulk discount. So they go, well, how much do you want for that pill? And they say $7 a pill. And we go, well, you know, we're going to be buying about 100 million of them. $7 a pill. Any insurance company, any employer, say, if I'm going to buy that many pills, you're going to give me a break, Jack. And they'd be glad to do it because retail prices are set basically on onesies and twosies sales. But if you're guaranteed a massive sale, you're going to get your return, all of your costs, and a healthy profit. This bill now will let us do that, negotiate with big pharmacy companies for these bulk discounts. It will also raise some taxes on corporations who don't pay any taxes whatsoever. It also has a tax on buybacks. Now, right now, if you own stocks, occasionally you'll get an offer from the company to buy it back. And if they buy it back, it would be at whatever the going rate was plus a little premium. They do that. That's not a productive way for them to use their money. If they have cash, we'd much rather see them hire more people, invest in equipment, invest in strategic planning. You know, buying back stock doesn't really do anything. This will impose a fairly small tax on buybacks. Now, there are a couple of scandalous things in this, and I want to lay them right out on the table. And their names are Sinema and Manchin. And when I'm done with what I'm about to say, you're going to see how conflicted I am about whether we should even support these people going forward. But considering the alternative, we may have no choice. Here's the deal. First of all, Wall Street got to Sinema. One of the provisions in this bill was the elimination of carried interest treatment for hedge funds and venture capital firms. And you're sitting on your couch with a cup of coffee going, what? You yawn and you tune out. Well, listen, I'm going to tell it to you in ducks and bunnies, okay? You pay income tax. I pay income tax. Goes up to what, 39%, depending on your income? You pay income tax. Hedge fund owners and venture capitalists don't pay income tax. What? You go, what? Yeah. They hire the most expensive lobbyists in the world, thousands of them. They swarm the Capitol. I made a proposal once when I ran for office. Everybody laughed at it, and I'm going to make that proposal again. Every registered lobbyist that goes on the Capitol grounds should be required to wear a yellow sport jacket, men and women. Why do I say that? How many times have you seen a senator walk down a marble polished hallway with 10 guys in suits around them and women in business suits? And you think, that's an important guy. He must have a lot of other senators and congressmen with him. They all should be wearing yellow jackets. They're lobbyists. You saw him that, you'd think it was like a bumblebee coming down. You'd see 10 yellow jackets following this guy, and you'd say, this guy is being pursued by lobbyists. Well, that's what happened, and they came up with a very clever thing. There are two industries in particular that frequently don't have to pay income tax, and that's people who drill oil wells and then paper companies who plant timber. Why is that? Because the idea in the tax code is if you get a paycheck or a salary, it's fixed, you know what it is, you pay income tax. If you drill an oil well, you can drill 50 wells and get 49 dry wells and then one gusher. If you had to pay income tax on the gusher, all the deductions and depreciation in the world don't begin to give you the incentive to do 49 dry holes. If a paper company plants 1 million trees, they don't get to cut them down for 10 years or 15 years. Carried interest is nothing more than really capital gains. It's half of the income tax, and it's done to reward risk. Hedge funds and venture capital firms have no risk. The hedge funds get 2% of everything you invest with them, even if they do a lousy job, even if they lose your money. And then they get 1.5% of anything they bring in over the S&P 500 rate. So they take chances. They buy derivatives. They short stocks. And frequently they take a bath and they still get 2%. If it's $1 billion, they get $20 million just for doing that and having a few computers and typewriters and secretaries in Midtown Manhattan. And if they happen to get a good return, it's more than the S&P, they also get 1.5% over that. That's not risk. That's not risk. That's shooting fish in a barrel. Sinema demanded that come out because they got to her. And they got to her in one other thing, which had to do with a corporate minimum tax for corporations that pay no tax at all. Got to go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to get back to this right after the break. This really bothers me, and I'm going to tell you a little more back after the break.